We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But right now, the big story yesterday was the Mueller hearings. He appeared before both judiciary and intelligence, sometimes two words that are not have nothing in common. And Bill Dunlop is a professor of law at Quinnipiac School of Law, where he teaches constitutional, criminal, national security, counterterrorism, and international law. How the hell do you have time to be on with us?
Yeah, ask him anything.
Teaching all that.
Well, nobody teaches this early in the morning.
No, it's true. And nobody studies this early in the morning, unless you forgot the night before.
Yeah.
Bill, when we talked yesterday on our show, Ray and I discussed it, and we didn't think there'd be any new ground broken. We thought it would go along partisan lines. And from the bit that I saw and reading the newspapers, and depending which newspaper you read, the Boston Globe has a different take than the New York Post, it seemed like things went according to form.
I think your prediction was exactly right. And in fact, it's exactly what Special Counsel Mueller said several months ago when they invited him, that he would come in and talk to the two committees, but that he would not say anything that was not already in the report. So it's not entirely clear to me why people are surprised or disappointed that nothing new came out.
But honest to God, going to, you know, surfing the web, which is probably a disease, but I did anyway, you know, you don't necessarily gain anything there. But you know, yeah, you're right. It was truly along partisan lines. People who wanted him impeached still want him impeached. They said, well, one thing that they did point out is that I guess apparently, and once again, Mueller said, I'm just going to my report. That's all I'm going to do. That's it. You know, those within those four corners, that's where I'm going to be. But the only thing was that I guess in the second part of it, he said, well, I didn't find enough evidence really to, what was it, charge him with obstruction or something like that. And, you know, I guess the point that was made was, oh, well, he could be guilty then.
Well, that's true, but I think his primary point was we're not making a decision on whether he's guilty or not.
Right.
Because, in fact, even if we found evidence, we wouldn't be able to use it because of the Justice Department policy against prosecuting sitting presidents, and therefore we are simply not going to make a decision one way or the other.
It's up to you.
Exactly. Well, in fact, what he said was, it's up to Congress.
Yes.
He was essentially turning this thing over to Congress now.
From what you heard, did one side or the other, and again, it didn't break any new ground, but did one side or the other come across looking a little bit worse for their tactics, the Democrats for basically throwing batting practice pitches, and the Republicans for drawing a time to the cross?
Well, I would say both.
Yeah, colorful.
That I think the questions on both sides were entirely predictable, particularly on the Democratic side. I was surprised at how coordinated they were, because in the past, people have tended to ask questions that would tend to create good sound bites. And here, the questions seemed to follow one another. And I thought they did a fairly good job of trying to coordinate the questioning.
But you know, Bill, you think about this. A lot of these hearings, and I think this is a case in point, you really don't, from the outset, this is what Joe and I were saying, and you agree, is that, you know, nobody expected to learn anything new. Many times you don't. It's a chance to posture, to get your point across, whatever. Mueller was just there as a prop to allow him to do it, I think.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I think the Democrats were hoping. And in fact, if you listen to some of the criticisms of Mueller that have come out yesterday and this morning, I think a lot of the Democrats, not necessarily the people on the committee there, but around the country, seem to think that Mueller was coming on there to help them impeach the president, when he made it absolutely clear from the beginning that he was there simply to talk about what was in the report and not go any further than that. So I don't really understand the criticisms of Mueller by saying this didn't help the process, because in fact he was not there to help the process.
Right, and from our world of what we do, I mean, the fact is now it just keeps the story alive. I mean, that's really all it does.
I think that's what the Democrats may be hoping, but listening to the president yesterday, he seems to be convinced that this has just killed off the story.
Yeah, well, I mean, but he said that before, too, obviously, well, so, you know, it's, sure. So where do we go from here? I mean, there's no, I mean, it would be, I couldn't see any point in the special prosecutor going up on Capitol Hill again. Does he just fade into the woodwork now?
Well, yeah, I mean, he filed that report several months ago,
right.
That could have been the end of it right there. And I think a lot of people wish it had been the end of it right there, because they got their hopes up that he would come on and, what were they calling it, the movie version of the book.
Yeah.
And it didn't play out that way. Right. And so now we're right back where we started, with a report that lays out a fair amount of wrongdoing by the executive branch, including the president. It lays out interference by the Russians and members of the Trump campaign lying about their role in that interference. And so it's now really up to Congress decide what it wants to do about this.
All right.
Well, it was certainly made for a long day for Mr. Mueller and for people covering it on the television and the radio and the reporters. So thanks for your insight.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Professor Bill Dunlap from the Quinnipiac University School of Law giving us some insight into Robert Mueller's testimony yesterday. Thanks. It was great to have you on.
Great to be on.
Nice meeting you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.